U.S. Chess Executive Board open session number one for Sunday, November 11th, 2018, New Orleans, Louisiana. Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Can we take roll this morning because I think our attendance group has changed a little bit since the Saturday session. So would you call the roll, Mr. Secretary?
President Priest.
Here.
Vice President Bauer.
Present by phone.
Vice President of Finance, Unruh.
Here.
Secretary Niemann is here. Members at large, Hoffpower.
Here.
Spreckman.
Here.
Velez.
Here.
And Executive Director Meyer.
Here.
Okay. Yesterday, we covered a lot of our open agenda items. And so we do have some contract and personnel issues that we will discuss and do that in a closed session. But we have an item that carried over from yesterday. We did discuss the response to the floor motion about a regular prison membership that had been referred to the executive board. I had stated at that meeting that I thought we could deal with this issue as a promotional thing rather than add another membership category in the bylaws. So we discussed this in principle yesterday, and I told you I would write it up. And as I took what we discussed, I wrote it, but it's not precisely exactly what we discussed. So I want us to make sure that that the way I've written it is okay. But this is a first draft, folks. So you may have objections to some of it and all of that. I'm way okay if you do. Okay, this is not, I don't think this is final. So I'll go over that motion. I did email it to everyone, but I'll read it to read it into the record. Alan Priest moves that U.S. Chess establish a promotional prison group membership program. The memberships will be regular one-year adult memberships. Any affiliate can purchase group membership vouchers under this program. Unused vouchers will expire 3 years after purchase. The minimum order quantity is 5. The price for voucher is $12. If purchased in quantities equal to or exceeding 100 in one transaction, the price per voucher will be $10. Vouchers must be redeemed through the office in the same way that individual prison memberships are processed. The definitions applicable to the individual prison membership will be applicable to this program. So let's translate that into English, right? Currently, prison memberships have to be processed through the office because we're verifying that they're a prisoner. You can't just get that. You can't do it online. So it's the same way with a blind membership. You've got to have that in there. Regular membership means it doesn't include the magazine.
And the membership must come through an affiliate.
Yeah, affiliates, the way the voucher programs work now for the Scholastic vouchers, since the affiliate purchases them, they can actually give the code and the people can use the code to pay for it. But since the prison memberships have to be processed through the office, the affiliate is going to have to do that because the prisoner can't call up the office to process his own membership. So someone outside's already doing this now. The Scholastic vouchers are only good. They're not good for 3 years. They're good for, I don't remember if it's 9 months or a year.
9 months.
Nine months. One reason for doing the longer period of time is we're not concerned about the school year issue. Now, I'm way willing for that to be a lower period of time. I was trying to give as much flexibility to this social outreach program as I could. We talked about $12 yesterday. And I thought, if somebody wants to put $1,000 in, why not let them get $100? You know, I mean, but I'm willing to, because we also talk about a range of 10 to 12. So one reason for 10 to 12, our Scholastic Group vouchers, our lowest price is 9. Don't want to undercut that. The highest is 13 in small quantity. So we're, you know, to me, this is not really a membership program. It's a social program. The question came up yesterday. Would this only be, the motion was about for over the board play in prisons. I don't want to restrict it to that. You know, if John gets one and he gets out in a month, I want him to come play in a tournament. You know, it shouldn't, and we can't restrict it anyway. We don't have a good way to do that, you know, because not tell us when John gets out. So that's not the best approach. The definitions part is, somewhere I think we define what it means to be prison. If not, we should.
Prison or jail.
Yeah. So, but that just is to make it consistent with the two types of memberships. So that's what I was thinking. You all have to clean up my misspellings in it because it's sort of late when I'm putting it together. And so I'll just throw it open for discussion. This is not precisely what we discussed. I want to be very open about that. And so you all may have some objections to some parts of it. Anybody's thoughts?
So just so I understand, if as an affiliate, if Virginia Chess Federation purchases 50 memberships, it's less than 100, so we're paying, we'll be paying $12 a piece for those 50. From the date of purchase, they last up to 3 years. From the date that I sell one to Mr. or Ms. So-and-so who is currently incarcerated, it lasts 1 year from the date that we make that sale to that individual.
Correct.
Okay.
And the expiration dates are different, but that's exactly how the Scholastic Voucher Program works. So if I purchase that in my affiliate, it expires 9 months now after the purchase. At month 8, I give it to Johnny. Johnny uses it, and he's a member for a year.
And correct. My understanding, this is encompasses about 150 memberships at most at this time?
We don't really know.
Hold on a minute. We had... Hold on just a second. I can tell you how many memberships we had, prison memberships, last year. Give me 1 second.
We don't know.
But that's not directly correlation because...
You can't look it up on MSA.
Well, no. A prison membership, so somebody who is in prison who's just by himself. I mean, there's no program there. He's the only
That's
one.
That's right.
He's going to buy a regular prison membership, but I'm not sure what the cost is. He's not going to be part of this program.
Sure right. can.
But he could be.
Can be, but he may not know about it.
Right.
And there might not be a state affiliate
right.
or somebody local that'll buy
Correct.
The vouchers for him.
Right.
Okay?
Well, where I'm
so
going with it
using
is
the
tracking
current
purposes.
Population is not an indicator of how this is going to get used.
Yeah, what you're saying is the difference between people who have memberships and are in prison as opposed to people who bought memberships through the prison voucher program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'm going with this is it's not a significant impact on any of our financials.
Yeah, hold on.
This is an outreach.
I'm almost there. I just had to find the schedule. Last year, we sold... I've got it. It's just not handy.
Well, again, whatever number you give us is not an indicator.
215 prison memberships last year.
That's about so
significant.
No.
It's actual memberships.
Okay.
So,
if... every single one of those
mm-hmm. okay, I know where you're going.
Moved into the voucher program at $10, it would cost us $1,600. $8, difference between 18 mm-hmm. and 10 mm-hmm. on 215. So the worst case scenario is we leave $1,600 in membership fees in Guy's commissary account. Mm-hmm. You know, for yeah. 200. And that's not what's going to happen.
No.
You know, and if we, from a business case standpoint, you know, if we get some of those guys and they come out and they convert, we're better off. If not, it's really not a membership program. It's a social outreach program in accordance with the 501c3 mission. And besides that, it's to support some of our people who are active in these things. Mikhail... Corman. Yeah. I mean, he's heard we were doing this, and he said, you know, tell us what you're talking about doing, because we'd be interested in participating in the program. I also had asked him for some input as to a price point that would work in their budget world in Cook County, Illinois. He didn't get back to me on that. But, as I was communicating with him, I was talking in this price range. So Eric Vigil's motion was for $7.
As a point of information regarding the length of time that the voucher is available to the purchaser, We have had a number of inquiries from Scholastic voucher consumers about buying too many and having several expire. And they were, you know, asking if some kind of consideration could be given, whether it's, you know, a longer time for those vouchers to remain active, or the ability to buy them back up, to true them back up without losing the whole investment that was made. And I think while these numbers are small, we're stepping out beyond what our current practices for a whole other program. So I want to just put that on the table for discussion.
That is certainly something I considered, and that I wanted to make sure we did discuss, because I'm aware that could be a problem. And why did I put 3 years on it? I wanted to give as much flexibility as possible to a social outreach program in the Federation. I don't have any real problem if we change it to 9 months. I truly don't. My concern on the Scholastic program, frankly, is somebody comes in and buys, you know, because the price break is rather significant. 13 to 9 is a pretty big percentage. You know, it's 35%. 12 to 10 is a pretty good, but we're only doing that on 100, you know. So you got to get to 9, you got to get up above 300. So you buy a couple of years worth for a bigger program, you can, it starts making a bigger difference, I guess is what I'm saying there. So I'm okay if we drop this down to 9 months, if we think that would be better. Go ahead, Randy.
Can I ask a question? It sounded to me what Carol was more talking about was the 3 years for expiration as opposed to the 9 month period for a membership.
No. What she was talking about is in our Scholastic voucher group membership program, those vouchers from the day they're purchased by the affiliate are only valid for 9 months. If they're not used, they expire. No,
that's for the individual, right? They have 9 months.
It's for the whole group.
For the affiliate.
The voucher, if it is not turned in and used to purchase a membership, it expires.
Okay.
Unused. Okay. And so they paid for it, and we keep the money.
And the membership is good for one.
But they also...
promotional.
But when Johnny uses the voucher to get a member, the membership's good for 9 years. So
1 year.
For one year.
Scholastic.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
So to combat the problem.
And Randy, we've seen some cannibalization in our Scholastics. We won't have that in the prison.
Right. I understand that part of it. And you know, from my perspective, I think this is going to be kind of what Eric was looking for, some way of just reducing that price to something that an inmate can afford. And, you know, for that matter, if you've got an affiliate who's buying these things and wants and believes that it's part of their mission to subsidize an inmate further, they certainly can sell it to them for, you know, they can eat some of that cost too.
One of the things that I have observed at tournaments that are Scholastic, I have seen instances where an affiliate has 50, 60, 100 vouchers. And so Johnny comes in, and Johnny had a regular or a premium Scholastic membership before. And what the affiliate will do, they'll say, well, I can give you a membership for, you know, $13. Mm-hmm. And they'll sell them the Scholastic voucher membership instead of selling them the regular or the premium membership. And that, to me, that's a little bit contrary to the purpose of the program.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would be, and maybe it already exists and I'm just ignorant, but is there something that really tells us what the intent and purpose of the voucher program is for, so that the affiliate who's making that sale is making a conscious decision that says, I'm going to give this kid the $13 one, but that kid, I'm going to tell him, you need to buy the premium or the regular, because, you know, you're not impoverished like his family is. That's, to me, that's the issue, because from the affiliate's perspective, he knows he spent X amount of money for 100 vouchers, and he's just trying to get them, move them as fast as he can. Yeah. And they become a substitute membership program.
Can we hold that thought for a minute and come back to it?
Sure.
Okay. Because I don't want to mix the prison and Scholastic. You got a great thought, and I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I just want to put it off for 10 minutes. So, should we move the expiration of the prison voucher down to 9 months to match it? I'm okay if we do that.
One year.
I would recommend 1 year. Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
The nine months was just to mimic the school year.
Correct.
So I mean, it would be a little cumbersome on an affiliate who had to remember 9 months. You know, remembering a year is easier.
I'm good. Let's make it a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will just amend my motion to make it a year. Is there an issue with the 12 and then the 10 at 100? Because I pulled those, I didn't pull the price points out of thin air, but I pulled the 100 group out of thin air. And we did not discuss that at all.
I would be amazed if we ever get shocked.
Yeah, somebody bought 100.
Do I want people stealing pawns instead of the alternative? Yes.
Well, honestly, what that was about is if, for example, the Chess Trust wanted to go buy a group of prison memberships to distribute, I'm good with that.
Oh, I'm, yes.
Or if Mikhail in Chicago, if Cook County wants to buy 1,000 of them, I'm good with that. And I'd like to give them a price break if there is a programmatic initiative going on. We, you know, it's like, great, if you got a program and you're looking to do this in large scale, we'll give you a deal.
So let me ask a question based on what I just heard, what I think I heard you say. If I, as affiliate, bought 100 prison vouchers, can I then give 10 to some other affiliate and 10 to some other affiliate and 10 to some other affiliate that they can?
You just email them the codes, basically.
Yes.
Yep. You say, here you go.
Really? So it does not have to be the purchasing affiliate that does the membership.
No, it's the it's who's going to front the money all at one time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm okay with that too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I really am, because this is a social mission project. And the money's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
That's another reason why at some point there was a proposal about prison affiliates. We don't actually have prison affiliates. But, you know, would you limit it to a certain type of affiliate? Why? Yeah. You know, I mean, let's give everybody who wanted to do prison ministry a chance to do that. That's my faith background coming out, isn't it? Prison initiatives, programs, an opportunity to do that. And we did 200 last year. You know,
we could double that.
If this explodes and becomes 400, we've
declare victory.
We'll be ahead.
We'd be shocked.
Well, if it does, if it turned into 4,000, what are we hurt?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think it will, but it'd be cool if it did, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is a pivot, as you keep reminding us, Alan, that this is part of our mission. This is a social program. This is not about membership.
And why don't we give it away? Well, we've determined it costs us about $4 or $5 to process a membership in the beginning. Period. And then by the time we do any sort of handling of it, at $10 to $12, we're basically breaking even, essentially. We maybe a dollar or two.
I think we're winning.
Yeah, but you get it.
If it is surplus, we'll make a surplus on it. It's not going to cost us.
But it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I don't want to give it away.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, do we need to say anything in here about magazine?
I said it's a regular membership. Regular membership does not include magazine.
What do you say?
It includes online.
Oh, regular. Okay, I missed regular.
That's how I did that.
Yeah.
If they have the ability, they can go online and read our magazine.
Right.
Well, that's what regular means, yeah. Okay. Yes. I mean, I didn't miss.
And I thought about that. That's a little bit dangerous, you know.
What?
That they're able to get information about our directors. You have to understand, we had a problem in Oklahoma where someone sent love letters to prisoners their girlfriends, hoping that they'd beat up on our families. You know, that, and they signed our names to them.
They can get that anyway. If they've got, if anybody who's got a computer can get the list of our officers and get your email address, because it's posted, that you post on there. That's why many of us
doesn't matter.
Use Hotmail email addresses or
snail mail.
This was snail mail.
Yeah, she's talking snail mail.
Yeah.
They actually, I couldn't believe it. What a trick.
I've received, as state president, I've received letters from prisoners, and there's always a stamp on the back that says this has been opened. As a matter of fact, as U.S. Secretary, I have received letters, I know, from a prisoner in Illinois or Indiana.
Yeah.
It says right on there, this has been opened and inspected.
Right.
So I'm not sure what the concern
was. Well, what actually happened is they sent love letters to female prisoners with our names on them.
Who's they?
I don't know for sure.
Inside, a prisoner inside, you mean?
No.
Someone outside.
Someone else, third party.
Yeah.
That is trying to get us in trouble.
Or Sam Sloan.
Yeah. We turned it over to the DA, but they weren't interested.
We're in open, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, we are in open. So the motion has been amended to say that the unused vouchers will expire 1 year after purchase.
Got it.
Are there any other proposed changes? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, aye. Same sign. Motion carries 7-0. Thank you very much. So, Carol, would you all please, through the office, communicate with Eric?
Absolutely.
As to how we've resolved his question. Yep. And also, could we please communicate this to the Chess Trust? Because it was also an interest of theirs.
And I'll communicate with Mike Nolan to replicate with the new parameters, the group purchasing program.
Okay.
And I think from our strategic perspective, where this fits is within our objective of offering programs that benefit the chess community and growing the game.
Yep. Now, let's, while we're still in open session, let's go back then to Mike's point on the Scholastic group membership program. You know, the history of that, it goes back a long way. It was one of those handshake sort of deals that was going on largely with the group in New York, and it wasn't really well publicized. We expanded that program and opened it up and made it much more public when we had the first EB meeting that we had in Louisville since I've been on the board. And that was, I don't know how long ago that was now, six years ago, I think. Is when really when we started expanding that program and making it known to more people. I know when we did that motion doing that, we talked about the purpose of it, but I'm not sure that we do have it well written down. So, Carol, I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm sorry, I
interrupted her.
Mike Neatman was distracting me.
I'm sorry.
Passing notes.
Passing notes. The teacher wants to know what's not good. So we're going to read it to class. And Mike is still scarred by it here.
Mike Hoffpower
is still scarred. Scarred for life. I don't know that we do have that well written at this point. I may be mistaken.
I totally missed the front end of the conversation.
The conversation we were having
about the intent
that I put on hold, we have it really well written about the... I don't know that we have a well-written document
about I found an old web page, surprise, surprise, that has information that is not up to date. So I've already emailed one of our staff who handles the voucher program to find out if that's the current state of what we have, and if not, so I found a page. It's not up to date. Is there something else? So I don't think the program is well documented or marketed to our affiliates.
Mike's point's a little different than that, and I'm gonna
get
Mike's point. I think, and jump in, Mike, if I got it wrong, is what are we telling people the intent and purpose of that program is? Is the intent and purpose solely to support Title I schools? Actually, it isn't. We've not restricted it to that. And
So here's what it says on the page.
Yeah.
Group membership plans are designed to make U.S. Chess membership more affordable for large groups, such as schools and the organizations that work with them. It doesn't limit it to schools.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The real purpose behind the program is to facilitate school-based programs, not schools, but school-based programs, to be able to incorporate U.S. Chess membership into their program. So, for example, if you're running a extracurricular chess club at ABC school, and you're charging those kids, I don't know, $100 a semester, part of your bundling can be U.S. Chess membership, because you can buy a bulk group of them, particularly if you're doing it at 35 different schools. You can buy a bulk group of it, and just part of the program fee includes this, so it'll facilitate you getting your kids into tournament play. It also can be for, like, the Kentucky Chess Association, because that's where I'm from, dealing with folks from certain areas in our state which have been historically economically challenged. And, you know, for years we would have kids who were school districts who were bringing kids to the state championships, and we'd get a call from the school that said, you know, I got 15 Title I kids here and I need help with the membership and bringing them, and we'd just say, we got it covered, come on. And that makes it a little easier for us to do that, rather than paying $17 or $25, because it applies all the way up through those Scholastic memberships, all the way up through the
high school
memberships, rather. So,
I think there needs to be specific wording in this intent that says this is not a discount program to get Scholastic memberships.
Right, it is not.
It's not a discount program. It's designed to support schools, the clubs at the schools, and children that are disadvantaged. So I have stopped several times at tournaments. Affiliates says, oh, you know, well, Johnny's membership just ran out. Okay, well, I'll sell him this one for $13. I've stopped that. Because you're not following the intent of the program.
They're not.
You know, because now if for example, that I know that Johnny is part of the club at such and such a school, and we've already sold vouchers to that club, and Johnny's new to the program, that's different, because now he's joining that school's program. And that's where you got to really get, you know.
One thing that Ryan has used this for in Louisville is an interesting application. Go.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, everybody here is aware that we run a tournament where we actually give them out. One of the nice things about it, which kind of addresses some of the issues, is we don't buy them until after the tournaments, because we then know how many we need. And we usually pad that, Eastern Kentucky is the poor part of the state, so they'll say, hey, can you get us 30 vouchers? They don't go to the tournament. So the tournament makes it possible to be able to do that. And then we'll pad that a little bit more for state championship time, because those kids come back, and a lot of them didn't get memberships the first time. So I've never had trouble selling them all off.
Yeah.
You know, that's never been a problem. But, like, I just ran a Halloween tournament, which was 2 weeks after our membership tournament. People wanted memberships. We didn't give them voucher memberships. We just said, you got to pay the fee.
But
you
know, one of them, because in some ways I think we may want to have a little set of frequently asked questions developed for the Scholastic voucher program, just like we have for the, you know, the transgender thing.
I think that makes perfect good sense. I don't have any problem with that at all. So I think just as an action item, Carol back. And
the Scholastic probably want to look at those people.
I really hate to do this to you. The best description, we had an extensive conversation about this at that board meeting in Louisville 6 or 7 years ago. If you pulled up that meeting tape, we discussed this at length and in depth. It's why we do it and what's the whole purpose of it. That was a big thrust of that discussion. And the reason I know that I made the motion to change it, because it was like, this shouldn't be a, you know, secret handshake deal in the back for one small group of people, which is what it has sort of turned into. It was largely with New York, and it needed to be for everybody.
I've never experienced the problem, nor have I had an affiliate in Virginia tell me that they have experienced the problem, where a parent comes up and says, "Well, why'd you sell his kid a voucher for a membership for $13, but yet I'm paying $34 or $24 or $25?
I've never had that either.
You know, so I've never had that happen. I'm not aware of it happening.
Well, again, one of the other purposes of this is not just, though, if you had a Title I school program, that's fine. But if you had a program at, Trinity High School, is a Catholic high school that costs a lot of money to go, if they wanted to do their chess club through this program, we'd let them do that. But because it's to facilitate the program being involved in U.S. chess. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the idea behind it, so... I think that's a great idea, Mike, and can we just, I don't know that we need board action, but I think we're right that does need to be a little better. And I really hate to tell you to go back and look up an old meeting note, but that discussion would be very illuminating. It was a good one. Okay, good. Well, I think we have covered, the one thing that I do want to do in open session is to go over the existing strategic plan and the direction for new members. And I wanted Randy to be involved in that discussion. Do we want to do that now in open session, or do we want to move into closed and deal with the other stuff and do that part at the end? I would rather do that at the end.
I agree.
And deal with the closed session business now.
Yeah, it's more important.
And then we'll use that strategic plan discussion as a springboard into our January meeting. Yeah. Is that cool?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, then, Mr. Secretary, we were going to, just by agreement, we're going into closed session so we can stop the recorders.